It's official. Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks will be live at the Crescent Hotel for one night only, August 11th, 2019 at 7 p.m. And you are invited. I'm Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and I can't wait to meet you at the Crescent Hotel this August 11th for an awesome night of ghost stories. We're going to have a lot of fun at the Crescent Hotel that night as we record an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online live. The stories on this episode come from you guys, the audience, live at the Crescent. Then it's a live episode of The Grave Talks as we talk with Crescent historian and paranormal investigator Keith Scales. We'll learn all about the history of the hotel, how it came to be, why it's haunted today, what goes on at the haunted Crescent Hotel, and allow you guys to ask your questions as well with a live Q&A segment. It's a fun night full of ghost stories at the historic haunted Crescent Hotel, a hotel that we've had many stories from shared about over the years here on the show. Tickets are only $25 a piece and are on sale now. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and click on the Live at the Crescent Hotel banner to purchase yours. They are very limited, though, and when they are gone, they are gone. Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks live at the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, August 11th, 2019. Get your tickets now at realghoststoriesonline.com. Just listen. It's a skill. Especially in today's narcissist happy world where everybody just kind of wants to get their truth out and not necessarily hear other people or what they're experiencing or sympathize or empathize or just hear them out. The process of having someone share their story and then the other person absorbing it is very therapeutic. Especially when it comes to the paranormal. It's one of those topics where it's not just an easy thing to bring up. I mean, it's something many are afraid to talk to a doctor about because what the hell are they going to think? It's not something you can usually just bring up with your family unless everybody is kind of on the same page on the topic, and good luck finding that family. And it's not something that you can necessarily bring up to all your friends because it may not be something you all talk about all that much. And if you want to keep your friends and have them not believe you're crazy, it's, again, not something easily brought up. In a workplace, not someplace you can talk about it either. Can't go to HR and be like, I think my cubicle is haunted as shit. Can we look at that? You know, that's a great way to get on one of those lists of, yeah, we've eliminated your position. Thanks for coming. And yeah, you know, very Office Space-ish. It's like, yeah, we're going to have to move you down to the basement into records because we think you might be kind of crazy, but we don't want to fire you. Yeah, okay. That sort of a thing. So all that being said, it's difficult to get a story heard. We're here for that, luckily. I'm happy that we can do that. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, just listen. Having your voice heard and accepted is key to getting through haunting experiences without feeling crazy. One listener is going to use our show to have their voice heard. Also, a father moves his family to a new home, and where only his son knows that house is haunted. What do you do when your friend becomes possessed? Who is the man that returns to this friend with a message? What's that message all about? And is peace ever found for that lost soul that seeks out the living? Great stories, those and more, in EPP bonus episode number 251 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Sometimes just getting a story out, letting other people know that you're not crazy, that paranormal things are indeed happening to you, is really all that you can do. And sometimes all that really one needs to just kind of get a little bit of peace. It's not like you're going to tell a friend, hey, my house is haunted and there's this weird stuff happening and here's exactly what's going on. And your friend's going to be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what to do. Just do this, this and this, and you're going to be all good. Hey, pass the ketchup. That's not how those conversations go. And if your friend thinks they can do that, maybe time to evaluate or reevaluate who your friends are. Just getting those stories out is something that I really pride our show on. Of being a microphone for those who are having these experiences. Our next story is one of those experiences. It's going on currently to a listener. Day in, day out, stuff is going down. Unexplainable occurrences and interactions with something that shouldn't be there. And the writer is someone who, you know, very legitimately, you know, wants to figure this out. They don't necessarily want it to keep happening, but they know that living are probably not going to offer a solution to make it stop. Just getting their voice out there is all they want. And that's what we're going to do in our next story. Let that voice be heard. Let that experience be believed. Take a listen. Just to lay out some history, there's always been something a little off about my house, and in particular my bedroom, which also happens to be the darkest and coldest room of the house. I used to have terrible nightmares about it when I was a kid, those kinds of dreams that have you all twisted in the morning. The room used to be occupied by my eldest brother, who tragically passed away in 2017 due to a drug overdose. He used to get attacked in the middle of the night by a black mass that would sit on his chest and growl. Just as a side note, my brother had another attack a week before he died. My other brother would have the same experiences in his room. I know this is commonly known as sleep paralysis, which I too experience often. However, I never have anything as intense or frightening as they described. I'd never be able to see anything. I could only feel a dark presence. I come from a religious family, although I'm more of a spiritual person and also the black sheep due to my own struggles with addiction and departure from the church. I'm the one who loves everything horror and Halloween, so I always wondered why none of that shit ever happened to me. Not that I want a demon sitting on my face, but I was just curious as to why. And all that changed a week ago. I took over my brother's room. I had to move back home after losing my apartment due to my addiction. My brother had moved out a couple of years prior after getting married. I hated sleeping in there. Between all the drug dreams, withdrawal, and sleep paralysis, the room gives me the creeps. My old room was turned into storage, so it was that or the couch. Many times I took the couch. So last week, I'm in bed. It's about midnight. My cat's not letting me sleep because he's 19 years old and doesn't stop eating. He's right next to my pillow crying, and all of a sudden I start hearing what sounds like faint whispers. I couldn't make out anything that was being said, so I just laid there quietly and focused. Then I began to hear scratching at the bottom of my door. It was like a deep scratching sound, as if the claws were thick. I shot up and opened the door to see nothing but darkness. Weirded out, I go back to my bed and immediately I start hearing the scratching again. I quickly turned on the light and ran back to the door and opened it up. Same result. Nothing. A chill ran up my spine. I grabbed some blankets, turned out my bedroom light, and laid down on the couch in the next room. There's a nightlight in the living room, so I was able to see a little bit. I realized I left my bedroom door open. After lying there for about 5 minutes, staring into my black room, I began hearing something bump around in there. It sounded like it was moving around, creaking the floor and knocking on things. Understandably, I didn't get much sleep that night. The next day, I went to work very tiredly and freaked out, but I was happy to be out of the house. After work, I decided to go see a friend to vent. She lives in a small one-level house, and she also has experiences with the paranormal because she claims her house is haunted. When I've been there in the past, I'd only ever hear a bump or two, and she'd tell me that that was her ghost making the noises, but I was never convinced because it was only a bump. However, on this day, shit got very real. I was there maybe 5 minutes when I heard footsteps running above us, back and forth. For a split second, I just thought there were people on the next floor, and then I reminded myself that there is no second floor. Then there was banging coming from inside the walls all over the place. We sat there and just looked at each other with wide eyes and attempted to continue our conversation. She turned on the TV so we could watch a show, and a loud crash comes from her hallway. It sounded like someone knocked something over. The running on the ceiling was nonstop. Whatever resides in her house did not like me being there. Why now, though? I've been there multiple times, and none of this has ever happened. Was there something attached to me that it didn't like? I was so exhausted from the lack of sleep and stress, so I went home and passed out. I do recall hearing scratching that night, but I was too tired to let it bother me. The next day was Saturday, so I got up in the morning to go to class. I told the woman that sits next to me about some of the things that have been happening, and typically she laughed and told me to stop lying. As if I have so much to gain from telling someone a bullshit ghost story at 9 in the morning. And that's where we're going to pause preview episode of VPP 251 of Real Ghost Stories Online to hear the rest of the story. What happens? Become an EPP, an extra podcast person on our website, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to the rest of this episode and all 251 bonus episodes of our show. You get every single one of them and brand new ones every single week, by the way, too. Plus advanced access to our regular episodes as they are released. Get those weeks before everybody else and commercial free as well. You do that, ghostpodcast.com. Sign up there, $5 a month, or through patreon.com if you prefer that interface. Patreon.com/realghoststories to keep us alive and kicking. Until next time, for Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support.